Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Cabinet has approved Women's Reservation Bill providing 33% quota for women in Lok Sabha and state assemblies. Proceedings of special session of parliament begin in new parliament building. Prime Minister says country will have a beginning of a new future in the new parliament building, a special function commemorating rich legacy of Parliament of India held at the Central Hall. Old parliament building to be known as Samvidhan Sadan. India expels senior Canadian diplomat citing interference in India's internal matters. 10-day Ganesh festival begins with religious fervour. And in sports, Indian men's football and volleyball teams to kick off their campaign in Asian Games in Hangzhou, China today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced that Union Cabinet has approved the Women Reservation Bill providing 33% reservation for women in Lok Sabha and state assemblies. The Prime Minister made the announcement while addressing the special session of Parliament in the new building today. Prime Minister said the reservation for women in Lok Sabha and state assemblies is a decade-long demand to bolster the number of female lawmakers.
Mahila Arakshan ke sambandh mein बहुत चर्चाएं हुई हैं, बहुत वाद विवाद हुए हैं महिला आरक्षण को लेकर. संसद में पहले भी कुछ प्रयास हुए हैं. 1996 में इससे जुड़ा बिल पहली बार पेश हुआ था. अटल जी के कार्यकाल में कई बार महिला आरक्षण का बिल पेश किया गया, कई बार, लेकिन उसे पार कराने के लिए आंकड़े नहीं जुटा पाए और उसके कारण वो सपना अधूरा रह गया. महिलाओं को अधिकार देने का, महिलाओं की शक्ति का उपयोग करने का वो काम शायद ईश्वर ने ऐसे कई पवित्र काम के लिए मुझे चुना है. एक बार फिर हमारी सरकार ने इस दिशा में कदम बढ़ाया है. कल ही कैबिनेट में महिला आरक्षण वाला जो विधेयक है उसको मंजूरी दी गई है. 19 सितंबर की ये तारीख इसीलिए इतिहास में अमृत को प्राप्त करने जा रहे हैं. आज जब महिलाएं हर सेक्टर में तेजी से आगे बढ़ रही हैं, नेतृत्व कर रही हैं, तो बहुत आवश्यक है कि नीति निर्धारण में, पॉलिसी मेकिंग में हमारी माताएं, बहनें, हमारी नारी शक्ति अधिकतम योगदान दें, ज्यादा से ज्यादा योगदान.
The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, approved the Women Reservation Bill yesterday. Mr. Modi said this is the first and historic session of the new Parliament building. He congratulated the parliamentarians and the people of India. He said this is the dawn of the Amrit Kaal of independence and the country is moving forward with many achievements, taking new resolutions and deciding its future in the new building. The Prime Minister said whatever members will do in this new Parliament building, it should be an inspiration to every citizen of the country. He said Chandrayaan 3's skyrocketing success fills every countryman with pride. Mr. Modi said under India's presidency, the extraordinary organizing of G20 became an occasion to make unique achievements like getting the global desired impact. He said in the light of this, the symbol of modern India and ancient democracy, proceedings in the new parliament building begins today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla urged members to keep the high dignity and prestige of the House. He also requested members to present their views with decency and decorum. The Speaker said the members should establish a culture of democracy with new ideas and best traditions of discussion and dialogue in the new building. Hours before shifting off the proceedings to the new Parliament building, members of Parliament today gathered at the inner courtyard of the old Parliament House for a group photograph. A joint photograph was taken of the members of the Rajya Sabha and the Lok Sabha. It was followed by a group photograph of Rajya Sabha MPs and later a group photograph of Lok Sabha MPs. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh, and former Prime Ministers Manmohan Singh and H.D. Devegowda were seated in the first row. Leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, Union Cabinet Ministers, leaders of parties in both houses, and the Secretary General of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha were seated in the front row. A special function to commemorate the rich legacy of the Parliament of India and the resolve to make Bharat a developed nation by 2047 was held at the Central Hall of Parliament. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, "The new building of Parliament is a reflection of India's rich cultural diversity, a symbol of national pride, unity and identity." He said, "As we march to the new Parliament building, we must enhance cooperation. Time for us to bid farewell to confrontational stance." Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Today the country is going to have the beginning of a new future in the new Parliament building." He said, "Today we are going to the new building with a determination to fulfill the resolve of a developed India."
नए संसद भवन में हम सब मिलकर के नए भविष्य का श्री गणेश करने जा रहे हैं। आज हम यहाँ विकसित भारत का संकल्प दोहराना, फिर एक बार संकल्पबद्ध होना और उसको परिपूर्ण करने के लिए जी जान से जुटने के इरादे से नए भवन की तरफ प्रस्थान कर रहे हैं।
Mr. Modi said, "To date, over 4,000 laws have been passed by the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha combined." He said, "Many significant laws like dowry prohibition law and anti-terrorism law have been passed during the joint sessions of the Parliament and in this Central Hall only." The Prime Minister said, "Muslim brothers and sisters got justice because of this Parliament, as law opposing triple talaq was unitedly passed from here." He said, "In the last few years, the Parliament has also passed laws giving justice to the transgenders." Mr. Modi said, "The Parliament also unitedly passed laws that will guarantee a bright future for the specially abled people." He said, "It is the privilege that we got the opportunity to abrogate Article 370 from the Parliament." The Prime Minister said, "India is moving towards top three economies of the world." He said, "Indian aspirations are touching new heights today and it is at the core of the reforms."
ये भवन एक प्रकार से हमारी भावनाओं से भरा हुआ है, हमें भावुक भी करता है और हमें हमारे कर्तव्य के लिए प्रेरित भी करता है। संसद में होने वाली हर चर्चा, संसद से जाने वाला हर संकेत इंडियन एस्पिरेशन को बढ़ावा देने के लिए ही होना चाहिए। ये हम सबकी भावना भी है, कर्तव्य भी है और एक एक देशवासी की हमसे अपेक्षा भी है।
Mr. Modi said, "Without social justice, we cannot achieve the goals." He said, "But debate around social justice has been narrowed and it needs to be widened."
सामाजिक न्याय ये हमारी पहली शर्त है। बिना सामाजिक न्याय, बिना संतुलन, बिना समभाव, बिना समत्व हम इच्छित परिणामों को घर के भीतर प्राप्त नहीं कर सकते। लेकिन सामाजिक न्याय की चर्चा बहुत सीमित बन के रह गई, हमें उसको व्यापक रूप में देखना होगा।
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said, "We are moving to the new Sansad Bhavan with new aspirations."
ये नया संसद भवन हम सबके लिए नई आकांक्षाओं, नई अपेक्षाओं और नई उम्मीद, नई उमंग के साथ होगा, मेरी ऐसी आशा है।
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said, "The new building is the symbol of new and emerging Bharat, paving the way for a developed nation by 2047. Leader of Congress in Lok Sabha, Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, talked about unemployment, saying, "It is essential to enable India's youthful population to contribute substantially to the country's economic growth and development." Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, Piyush Goyal, said, "It is a historic moment which will be memorable for all of us." He said, "The Parliament has always been a symbol of unity."
Parliament hamesha se ekta ka prateek raha hai. Ye hamare samvidhan ke mulyon ki suraksha karta hai jo vibhinn bhashaon संस्कृतियों और परंपराओं के बावजूद हमें एक राष्ट्र के रूप में बांधने का काम करता है। यहाँ अनुभव का ज्ञान और युवाओं की ऊर्जा मिलकर 140 करोड़ देशवासियों के उज्जवल भविष्य को आकार देने का काम करते रहेगी और मैं समझता हूँ आज का दिन एक सकारात्मक सोच के साथ आगे बढ़ने का है।
Leader of opposition in upper house Mallikarjun Kharge said, "Today we humbly recall the contributions made by Dr. Rajendra Prasad, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and P.R. Ambedkar." Senior most member in the Lok Sabha Menaka Gandhi also spoke on the occasion. After the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers and MPs proceeded to the new Parliament building from the old Parliament. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle @AIRNewsAlerts. India Today expelled a senior Canadian diplomat citing interference of Canadian diplomats in India's internal matters. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that the concerned diplomat has been asked to leave India within next 5 days. The ministry also summoned the High Commissioner of Canada to India, Cameron Mackay, at South Block in New Delhi. It said the decision also reflects India's growing concerns at the involvement of Canadian diplomats in anti-India activities. Earlier today, India rejected the statement of the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the Foreign Minister over the involvement of Indian government in violence in Canada. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, said in a statement that the allegations of the Government of India's involvement in any act of violence in Canada are absurd and motivated. It said the similar allegations were made by the Canadian Prime Minister to the Prime Minister of India and were completely rejected. The ministry said India is a democratic polity with a strong commitment to rule of law. The ministry added that such unsubstantiated allegations seek to shift the focus from Khalistani terrorists and extremists who have been provided shelter in Canada and continue to threaten India's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Mr. Trudeau had earlier said that the Canadian security agencies have been actively pursuing credible allegations of a potential link between Indian government agents and the murder of Khalistan Tiger Force Chief Hardeep Singh Nijjar in British Columbia in June. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesh, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. People place day idols of Lord Ganesh in their home and worship them during the 10-day long festival. Ganesh Utsav is a major attraction in Maharashtra where people celebrate it with great zeal. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted people on the occasion. Indian football team will kick off their Asian Games journey with a difficult game against host China in Hangzhou today. The match will start at 5 p.m. Indian time. Veteran forward Sunil Chhetri will be leading the team India in their Group A match at the Hong Kong Sports Centre Stadium. The 19th Asian Games are scheduled to commence from 23rd of this month, but same events including the football will kick off from today. India men's volleyball team will also be competing in the games from today. It will kickstart its campaign in Pool C of the preliminary round against Cambodia today. The match will start at 4:30 p.m. Indian time. Neeraj Chopra, the reigning Asian Games world and Olympic champion in the men's javelin throw, headlines India's 655-member Asian Games squad. Weightlifter Meerabai Chanu, boxer Lavlina Borgohai and wrestler Bajrang Punia, all Olympic medalists, will also be competing in Hangzhou. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Cabinet has approved Women's Reservation Bill providing 33% quota for women in Lok Sabha and state assemblies. Proceedings of special session of Parliament begin in new Parliament building. Prime Minister says country will have a beginning of a new future in the new Parliament building. A special function commemorating rich legacy of the Parliament of India held at the Central Hall. Old Parliament building to be known as Samvidhan Sadan India expels senior Canadian diplomat citing interference in India's internal matters. 10-day Ganesh festival begins with religious fervor. And in sports, Indian men's football and volleyball teams to kick off their campaign in Asian Games in Hangzhou, China today. And with that, we end the midday news.